This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has pledged to launch an incursion into the southern city of Rafah in Gaza, where hundreds of thousands of Palestinians are sheltering from the almost seven-month-long war. Netanyahu's comments came hours before U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken arrived in Israel to advance the truce talks that appear to be in the most serious rounds of negotiations since the war between Israel and Hamas began. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Protesters took over an administration building on Tuesday at New York's Columbia University, ignoring warnings to stop anti-war demonstrations. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The latest escalation of demonstrations against the Israel-Hamas war spreading to college campuses nationwide. Columbia gave students a deadline to dismantle the encampment. Spokesperson Ben Chang.
We've begun suspending students as part of this next phase of our efforts to ensure safety on our campus.
Student protesters say they plan to remain in the building until their demands of Columbia divestment from Israel are met. Julie Walker, New York.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says if the International Criminal Court issues arrest warrants for government officials on charges related to the conduct of its war against Hamas, it would be an outrage of historic proportions.
Israel is not even subject to the court's jurisdiction, and it has an independent legal system that rigorously investigates all violations of the law. Rather, this ICC attempt is an attempt to paralyze Israel's very ability to defend itself.
It follows weekend reports from U.S. media and the White House saying they do not support it on Monday. This is VOA News.